tell me about the cold during the bulge.
I would say it was weather like we have right in here. In the summer it was hot, and winter, I suppose there were times when it got down to 20 below, 10 below zero and that. When we moved from Dillingen up through Luxembourg, I know it was cold because I took and cut a stock and up and just made a slit for my eye to see that I covered my head so I didn't get frostbitten and that. Now that was quite an experience there. I didn't have an assistant tank driver, and I was getting sleepy, and one time I hit an icy spot in the road, which we did. I sit on that edge of a cliff just about like that, and tank rocking from going over, just a laughing, and finally Haggerty,
you were laughing.
He said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "Well, we're just about ready to go over the cliff." The guy came up behind me and hooked his tank on and pulled me back. And then there was another time I run General Patton off the road. I stopped. He says, "You did the right thing, soldier. You had the road. Get them tanks up there." And then there was another time I hit an icy spot and Daniel went through a building. And we pulled the tank back, and then we helped other tanks. But that was cold that night, and the road was icy and snowing.
And you traveled all night?
We traveled all night. It was an all-night affair, and you didn't drive with lights. You drove in the blind, and it was quite a trip.
How steep was that cliff you almost went over?
Well, that I don't know. It was just
like a ditch,
like that. And it could have been just a ditch, but it could have been a mountain. See, Luxembourg is quite hilly.
Hilly, yes.
And I don't know that. I just remember that I sit on an edge like that, and that tank was just rocking like that. Whether I was far enough over that if you'd have put a 50-pound weight out on a gun that went over or not. But like I say, I was so cold and sleepy and that, and I didn't have an assistant driver to take over and drive for me.
What happened to the assistant driver?
Seemed to me the assistant driver I started out with was moved up into my tank. His name was Williamson, and he was a loader in the gun then. See, they started changing men around after certain ones got injured and that. Say that you had a good gunner, and maybe a tank commander would get wounded. They take this gunner and make him a sergeant, a tank commander. They take an assistant driver and maybe make him a driver or something like that. I started out with Fowler, and then I had E.E. Crawford, and then I had Lieutenant Bell, and then I had Haggerty. Them were the four main tank commanders I had. And of course, Haggerty got commissioned in the field, so I moved from the third tank up to the first tank.